from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Presidential politics now, and to Ohio, where according to the latest polls, the state's 20 electoral votes are still up for grabs, and that means it's a top priority for the candidates. Again this week, both President Bush and John Kerry are campaigning in Ohio, each making an appearance in the same city, at the Veteran of Foreign Wars Convention in Cincinnati. NPR's Don Gagne is there, too. He's been speaking with veterans and other voters.
This year's VFW convention represents a sort of political convergence. It is a chance to talk about military matters, a leading issue in this year's election, with the added attraction of Ohio as a location. In Cincinnati yesterday, President Bush used his VFW speech to announce changes in U.S. troop deployments around the world, but he was also rubbing shoulders with veterans at a time when he needs their votes.
One of the great honors of being Commander-in-Chief is meeting the courageous men and women who stand watch for freedom. Nothing gives me greater pleasure than to look them in the eye and say on behalf of our country, thank you for your service.
He was greeted enthusiastically by the veterans in attendance. In the Ohio delegation, 57-year-old Cliff Bauer from Defiance, Ohio, listened closely.
I'm voting for President Bush.
Bauer is a Vietnam veteran who works as an electrician at a General Motors foundry.
I'd rather fight in their backyard than fight in my backyard, like what happened September 11th.
But just as the country has divided opinions about the war and about how Mr. Bush is handling his job as president, so do members of the VFW. At the back of the cavernous convention hall, another Vietnam veteran, Bernie Harmon of Zanesville, Ohio, listened to the speech. And while he said he appreciated the president's comments about the military, Harmon said he sees other critical issues in this state.
I haven't heard new comments except about military and things that he feels that the veterans want to hear. People's losing jobs, the unemployment rate's not the greatest in the world, and the unions are being attacked at all the time too, you know. And so we need to get the working people back to work. I mean, that's what our country's all about.
Harmon says he's leading toward John Kerry, who will address the VFW tomorrow. Both speeches are getting intense local news coverage.
All eyes are on the presidential race. They are fixed right here in the Buckeye State as both candidates rally for your vote.
President Bush made the first stop.
People were talking about all the attention a few blocks from the convention center at Skyline Chili, where the specialty during the lunchtime rush hour is a local delicacy.
Chili and cheese, spaghetti and cheese, plain spaghetti. It's a lot of different ways. And Samantha, she is our way.
In this crowd of chili lovers, there were hardcore Bush fans and some equally ardent for Kerry. And there were people who say their vote is driven as much by dislike. 27-year-old Leah White is a photography student who voted for Al Gore in 2000 but says she'll vote Bush this year. White's father served in Vietnam, and she is offended by Kerry's actions as a war protester after he returned home from that war.
I cannot vote for Kerry. If the devil was running against him, I would probably have to vote for the devil. But to say that I am pro-Bush, I think Bush is doing some things that really he should not be doing. But I honestly believe that Bush's, whatever his faults, is a man of character.
Just a few feet away, near the window, sat this one-time Howard Dean backer, 49-year-old Jan Witter, who owns his own small business.
Anybody but Bush, at first. I'm more anti-Bush than I am pro-Kerry, probably. But I like Kerry. I think he's got some good ideas. I just have a basic fundamental problem with Republican ideas.
Of course, not all of Ohio is thrilled at all the attention. 52-year-old Terry Kopinski from the suburb of Loveland was walking to the convention center where she's staffing a booth while the VFW is in town.
I'm just fed up with the people that are running. I haven't been keeping up with it probably as a citizen should, but I get tired of the crap after a while. Sorry.
You can count Kopinski among those who are already ready for it to be over. Don Gagne, NPR News in Cincinnati.